This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, $4.41.5, down $12.5. March corn, $4.54.5, down $12. May corn, $4.62.25, down $12.25. November soybeans were $12.82.75, down 37. January soybeans, $12.85, down 36.5. March soybeans, $12.67, down 31.5. December wheat was $6.78.5, down 4.5. March wheat, $6.87, down 4.5. May wheat, $6.89.75, down 4.5. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Monday, September the 30th, grain report. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Monday afternoon, with the USDA quarterly stocks report showing more corn in the highest pre-trade estimate and the amount of soybeans equal to the highest pre-trade estimate. The results were a lower market. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 9 to 17 cents lower at 409 to 437. Soybeans are 31 to 52 cents lower at 1255 to 1263. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 13 to 17 cents lower at 410 to 428. Soybeans are down 32 to 37 cents at 1253 to 1277. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 12 cents lower at 412 to 427. Soybeans are down 37 to 39 cents at 1256 to 1281. Wheat closed mostly 4 cents lower at 626 to 653. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were down 37 cents at 1273 to 1283. Basis levels were unchanged at 10 under to option the November. High protein soybean meal was offered at $429.90 to $445.90 per ton, with basis 20 to 36 over the October. Illinois corn processor cash bids were down 13 to 18 cents at 422 to 447, with basis levels unchanged to 5 lower at 20 under to 5 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed air producer corn market 9 to 13 cents lower at 422 to 432, with basis levels unchanged to 4 cents higher at 20 to 10 under the December. Soybeans closed 44 to 45 cents lower at 1276 to 1288, with basis levels 7 to 8 cents lower at 7 under to 5 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed air producer corn market 8 to 13 cents lower at 435 to 436. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 37 to 40 cents, with bids at 1292 to 1294. Salt wheat's down 5 cents at 669 to 670. Milo closed 13 cents lower at 470 to 471. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Shell corn contracts were offered at 417 to 425 for January delivery. January delivery soybean contracts range from 1255 to 1281. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 423 to 442. January delivery soybean contracts range from 1270 to 1290. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 428 up to 446. January delivery soybean contracts range from 1270 to 1304. This is John Ray reporting.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $127.85, down 40 cents. December live cattle, $131.97, down 10 cents. February live cattle, $133.80, down 7 cents. October feeder cattle were $164.10, down 2 cents. November feeder cattle, $165.20, up 27 cents. January feeder cattle, $164, up 15 cents. October lean hogs were $91.97, down 95 cents. December lean hogs, $86.62, down $1.50. February lean hogs, $88.90, down 80 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture, with the Monday, the 30th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 56 cents lower in a range of 88.51 to 91.01, with a weighted average carcass price of 89.12. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading 2 to 5 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 70 to 73. 4 to 5 weight at 71 to 76, and 500 to 550 at 74 to 78, and over 550 at 75 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and Gilsa country buying points are trading 1 to 4 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 61 to 65. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 25,276. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 124. And on a dress basis at 200. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 269 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 102.02, which was 4 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are 193.25, which is 62 cents higher, with select carcasses at 177.61, which is $1.46 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000 compared to 123,000 for last week and 125,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000 compared to 419,000 last week and 437,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the USDA and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.51. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.37. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.51. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.37. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.72. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.68. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.43. The pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.51, corn at Scottville is $4.51, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.72, and wheat at Scottville is $6.43. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela, and it is 19 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106, part 1 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, scattered morning fog possible. High temperatures today in the low 80s with light and variable winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the low 60s. And for tomorrow Wednesday, cloudy skies with a slight chance of a shower. High temperatures in the low 80s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and cooler with a day-to-day chance of showers. Low temperatures in the upper 40s. Highs in the upper 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, and our temperature 64 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by the CHS Service Center of Louder. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
A partial government shutdown has begun after the House failed to pass a spending measure. American Farm Bureau budget specialist R.G. Carney explains what that means for agricultural interests in this story from AFBF's Jonna Miller.
If you think a government shutdown only has an impact inside the Beltway, think again. A shutdown means all federal agencies must lay off non-essential personnel and close non-essential programs and offices.
Essential personnel typically revolves around public safety. It would require sending out Social Security checks. Mail will still be delivered. Air traffic controllers will still be working.
American Farm Bureau budget specialist R.J. Carney says that also includes Department of Agriculture's meat and poultry inspectors, though they'll have to wait to get paid. But what about other food inspectors?
The Food and Drug Administration will still continue high-risk recalls and investigations, but routine inspection activities will be suspended.
Extension and rural development offices will be closed.
Americans will experience inconveniences with a government shutdown, and that's going to be in the short term. If the shutdown continues over a longer period of time, there'll be a lot more uncertainty for farmers and ranchers about what's going to happen with the farm bill. Immigration issues need to be addressed by this Congress, and these are major, major issues for farmers and ranchers. Everything else will be placed on hold until Congress can take care of these budgetary issues.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
The USDA Crops and Weather Report came out yesterday. For Illinois, above-average temperatures and minimal precipitation last week allowed many producers to continue harvesting corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Temperatures averaged 64.6 degrees for the week, 3.3 degrees above normal. Precipitation across the state averaged 0.28 inches, 0.47 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture was rated at 21% very short, 49% short, and 30% adequate. Subsoil moisture was rated at 24% very short, 45% short, and 31% adequate. Corn in the dent stage reached 97%. 71% of the corn crop was mature, compared to 98% last year, and the five-year average of 73%. Corn harvested has reached 13% complete, compared to 69% last year and the five-year average of 34%. Corn condition was rated at 2% very poor, 8% poor, 28% fair, 45% good, and 17% excellent. Soybeans turning yellow reached 88%. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 66%, compared to 82% last year and the five-year average of 69%. The percent of the soybean crop has been 10% of the soybean crop has been harvested. Soybean condition was rated at 2% very poor, 9% poor, 33% fair, 47% good, and 9% excellent. Last Thursday was a soil judging contest for area FFA students. I spoke with Dominic Rupert from the Nokomis FFA chapter about how his group did.
We did very good as a team, actually, winning the contest pretty handily.
Can you tell me what your score was?
Our team score was 1,535, and that is taking the top score of our three best participants and making an average individual score of 511.
That seems like a pretty good score. Did you guys practice for this competition?
Yes, there's actually a class that goes over this, and we've been practicing, going over it, learning how to fill out cards and different types of soil since the first day of school.
So what goes into a soil competition? What do you need to know?
Well, you need to know like a lot about the area so you can tell if you're going to have flooding or ponding issues. You got to look at the organic matter content. Basically, what kind of, like, you want your structure to have good structure, that way the roots can move through easily. Make sure you have good drainage.
And have you done a soils competition before this?
Nope, this would be my first year attending one.
So how did you do individually?
I was the highest individual at the competition.
Wow, so you must have put a lot of work into this beforehand.
Well, it's nice coming from an agricultural background, kind of knowing what to look for, and Mr. Meyer explains it really well here.
And is there anything that you were really hoping to get out of this competition or this experience, whether just learning new things, or do you hope to get into an area where you're going to use this knowledge in the future?
Well, it would be nice to be able to get an agriculture scholarship for this maybe, but it was nice to learn more about the land and be able, we got our Section 19 Soils Judging Contest in Vaughn County next Thursday, so hopefully be able to prepare and be able to win that one.
Well, best of luck for that competition.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Dominic Rupert from the Nokomis FFA chapter. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.